This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's a lot of reasons to say yes to it right now. One, I've mentioned the age. He's 25 and a half, not even really, 25 and a half years old. If you're going to pay a running back, now's the time, because realistically, even Saquon Barkley only got 2 years guaranteed on his contract, right? So that's what we're talking about here. So there's 1 year left. You tack on three or four more, but only two of those total out of that four or five combined has the guarantees that we're talking about here. So there's a lot of reasons to say yes. There's a lot more reasons to say no, but I think Buffalo's probably sitting here saying he's probably one of our top two or three extension candidates right now heading toward March.
Mike Gennetti of SpotTrack. The Bills, meanwhile, are forecast to be well over the cap. They do not have a lot of cap space right now. They could get some with new deals for a couple different players.
And that's before we know what the increased cap is.
Right. But, of course, that comes for everyone. But they have the third lowest amount of cap space going into this year, which might be kind of jarring for Bills fans to hear. Hey, wait a minute. I thought last year was the team in transition where, you know, you took your medicine, took your lumps. Yeah, and the cap is still in bad shape. Relatively.
I did see Pro Football Network, though, had a breakdown of this, that they have, at least compared to maybe the teams that they're around in that, they have a lot more flexibility than some of those other teams.
Right. Allen's a big one. They can just do a new deal for him and drop his number by probably like $40 million.
Yeah, and what they can do with Vaughn, and they can restructure Knox, and like they have a lot of guys they can restructure compared to, maybe not everybody, but like I know compared to like New Orleans, for instance, was one. New Orleans, I think, has the least.
They always have nothing.
Yeah,
they're always in rough shape. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Howdy. We're talking about James Cook for a little bit because we want to circle back on the idea. If it's a pressing issue, the Bills have five extension candidates, and putting up that poll yesterday or 2 days ago about, you know, who's your priority, which from that class is the most important to resign, number one answer was Christian Benford. People thought Benford's the most, you know, pressing need, position of need, money is expensive position, blah, blah, blah. That's the other thing. If you wait another year of all the salaries and how much they go up, like running back salaries are not going to go up that much. Barkley right. Playing for under the franchise tag, and Derrick Henry just signed for $8 million a year. That's not that much at all. As the cap goes up, running back salaries are going to go as well. You know, it is what it is. So you can give us a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Did you hear Doug Farrar on One Bills Live on Myles Garrett?
No.
Man. It's funny. Garrett is the kind of piece to sell a football fan where you know him, right? You know his name. You know who he is.
Yep.
You know he's one of the best defensive players in football, best defensive end in football, yada, yada, yada. Like, oh, okay. The Bills should call on Myles Garrett. I'm interested in that. And then you hear an NFL person or a scout, or, I mean, someone like Doug Farrar, who is he a former scout? What's Doug Farrar do these days? He was...
I mean, I know he writes now.
Yeah. So he's a NFL analyst for Athlon Sports, and he talked about, he's been with Bleacher Report, Sports Illustrated, Yahoo, Football Outsiders. He's been all around the world covering football. And his breakdown of Myles Garrett's the kind of thing where if you're on the fence, and this is not just Doug Farrar, this is anybody. You're on the fence. Yeah, it seems like a good idea. Listen to one scout talk about Myles Garrett and what he can do, and you will be sold all the way there. Mm-hmm. He is, I think the line was, he is 270 pounds and has,
sounds right,
and has the speed of a guy that's 240, mm-hmm, and the power of a guy that's 300. And that is not something you see. Unicorn is the word used. And maybe you're a little tired of that word in sports. We hear it a lot. Oh, this guy's a unicorn. But Garrett really is. You can move him. And it goes further. If you want to be sold on Garrett, he goes on to say, you can move him around. Teams game plan for him and can't stop him. And he is, yes, literally, put him on your defense and your entire defense is different now. Just one guy. You really think you can do that one guy? Yes. That's the one. That guy will do it.
Because what am I getting that's different? If he's great, Rousseau doesn't get double-teamed anymore, right? Isn't he better?
Garrett gets double-teamed and wins double teams more often than other guys win their single
matchup. Right, so he's doing his job still, and meanwhile I'm getting a positive impact on my other defensive end, whoever it is, probably my interior line too in some way. And if he's getting to, if I'm now getting to the quarterback half a second quicker than I used to, now my job in the secondary is easier, right? My linebacker's job, really, it is the right position for everything gets easier if you have a stud there.
Yeah.
You could maybe say that about like an elite corner also, that, hey, the whole defense gets easier to play if I got one guy that could just take half the field away.
Which is something I saw, we talked with Carl Jones a couple weeks ago. He was tweeting about Benford in this regard. One thing the Bills could start to do with Benford is ISO him more. Have him travel to the best receiver. Mm. If you really think he's one of the best in the league and you want to pay him, you know, $25 million or whatever the number is, have him travel with the number one, roll coverage away from him, basically give him the opportunity to be that island corner that you can, and that's like you're talking about how a defense can be changed by one corner. All right, once you're good enough to do that, all right, let's build our defense around the reality that he's that good. And if he is, you know, you can do that more often.
Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, you've got that guy at corner. Now plug in that guy at defensive end. I'll be excited to hear that on Garrett, too, because I don't think I've really heard a really strong argument against it yet. Other than, oh, he's 30. You shouldn't be acquiring defensive ends at 30. Anything about the player himself and what he is at this point always leads back to, like, oh, you should get this guy's amazing. He's incredible.
Yep.
It's more about philosophy of acquiring players at that age. And, oh, well, you did it with Vaughn. You know, Vaughn was actually, what, 3-4 years older.
Yep.
But look what happened. You invest all that in a guy, and then he gets hurt. And when he gets hurt, then, oh, wish you didn't do that, right? But I don't know. Like, I'm just not thinking Garrett is at more risk of that than anybody else on the team.
No, I don't.
He's not a guy with a checkered injury past. You know, like, you brought up Chase Young yesterday as an idea. Like, Chase Young's had injuries. Like, that's part of the equation in figuring out if he's a good idea. Garrett, it isn't. 17 games, 16 games, 16, 17, 14. You got to go back to 2019, the last time he missed, like, really a big chunk of a season when he played 10. So I'd do it.
803-0550. Started on Cook. Worked our way to Garrett. That's how it goes, you know. As the Bills,
it is a great season. All the draft guys are like, this is an amazing running back class. By the way,
right.
So
don't take one, Bills.
You want to take one like the fifth round, the fourth round?
Sure, whatever.
Is that the highest? The highest I could tell you they'd pick a running back though, where you wouldn't be like infuriated.
They
picked a third round running back. They traded back up into the third round, and they picked a running back.
They pick running backs the way they should be picking receivers and defensive linemen. I mean, they've spent two picks on defensive tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's it.
Yeah.
And four on running back.
Well, let's,
and if you include a trade for Nyheim Hines,
yeah.
I'm now at five draft picks to fill out a running back room.
Well, if we could play this out, if they were to not sign Cook, like, and I think this is possible that Bean is sitting there right now thinking, I love him. I am just it's gonna take a lot for me to ever pay a lot more than this to ever pay a running back a big second contract. So, and I don't think that's impossible. That's how they're thinking right now. Like, we're gonna play out this fourth year and hope he's amazing, and we'll see if we can get him on like a really team friendly deal. But if he's gonna really be pushing for 12, 15 million bucks, then I'm good, man. It's not unrealistic at all that they end up not signing James Cook. If they don't end up signing James Cook, doesn't have to be this year, they're going to add a running back eventually with an asset. Right? More than a fifth-round pick to go supplement, oh, well, we don't have James Cook anymore because we weren't willing to pay him $14 million a year. Now we need a starting running back. And like, I like Ray Davis, I like Ty Johnson. I don't believe for a second the Bills would walk into a season with those two as their top running backs.
That's right.
Unless Ray Davis has like an explosive second year. Like, they'll do something. They'll either pay a guy or they'll draft a guy. And I don't like that they've drafted running backs there either. I guess they've made up for it a little bit, though, if they haven't given out the big running back contract.
That's true. That's the way to avoid that. I guess the next question is on Cook. Is the next event to happen maybe another social media post, or is it minicamp? I mean, doesn't show up for OTAs. Is that the next step?
That's probably it. Is he at OTAs? Like, that week when we're, hey, it's OTA week, it won't the number one story be, is James Cook going to show up? Unless he's somehow, like, said somewhere that he's going to be there.
Probably.
I think that's what we're thinking about. But I'm just thinking about it, like, I don't think they would lose Ty Johnson, but he is a free agent. And if they've got a year of James Cook contract, and they might not, depending on what they think about the chances of re-signing him are, and this is an amazing running back class, I wouldn't be floored if they took a day three running back right now. I probably would be if they took a day two running back, given they don't have a third.
If they take a day two running back, people are going to lose their minds.
Which, I got my fantasy brain on right now because I had this draft on Saturday, so I was trying to study some of these running backs that went. I got one of them, Cam Scatabo from Arizona State.
Okay.
He's not even really my favorite of the group.
He has the best running back name.
He's the best running back name.
Cam Scatabo is a great running back name.
He's like a bowling ball. All these running backs, I saw Caleb Johnson yesterday, who's going to run like a 4.29 maybe.
Yep.
Like, there are running backs in this draft class that are going to be awesome.
Shout out LaQuint Allen.
LaQuint Allen, Syracuse, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a pass catching back.
I saw a third round maybe for him.
Okay.
Maybe fourth. There are like a lot of running backs though in this class where like you're going to. Last year there were no rookie running backs in fantasy you were excited about. This year there might be like five.
Who was it last year? It was, don't tell me, it's the Arizona guy. It's,
I'm even forgetting his name now.
Right.
Jonathan Brooks?
Trey Benson.
Oh, Trey Benson, right.
Trey Benson and Jonathan Brooks. Those were the two rookie running backs, really,
yeah,
that went last year.
And Brooks didn't play, and Benson.
Benson's behind James Conner, who's ageless.
Yeah.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. As, we chat about the Bills offseason, and James Cook specifically, what you want to do there. My answer is I'm not going to worry about it. I don't know if Brandon Bean will worry about it or Sean McDermott will worry about it. So give us a ring if you want, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.